previously on uncharted territory.
And between mimics chewing on the boss's head, the boss punching himself, and ninja stabbing him in the feet over and over on top of all the damage they already did to him earlier, the boss stumbled backward and dropped to his knees. At that point, he must have been on the verge of death, and Mimic got in the final blow by finally managing to close its body around his head, biting it in half. Mimic finally dropped to the ground, while leaving the boss with only the lower half of his head. And with only the lower half of his head, he was officially defeated. And he ceremoniously exploded into gore, just like every other boss. With the boss's death, all the zombies who were part of the event realized what happened and understood they were doomed. So they dispersed through the forest. Fortunately, while fleeing, they didn't get aggroed onto Ninja, nor Mimic, despite some walking by them. Needless to say, I ignored any and all windows that popped up to instead run over to Ninja as fast as I could. Mimic was faithfully standing guard by the crippled Ninja until I got over there. As soon as I reached her, Mimic gave us some space and focused on staring down any and every zombie it saw until they were out of sight. As for Ninja, she had rolled herself onto her back at that point and was resting on the ground with closed eyes. I would have thought she was dead from how bruised she looked if it weren't for the fact that I could see her breathing. The fact that I could see her breathing really proved just how hurt and tired she was. I want to hold you, but I don't know if grabbing you and moving you is the best thing right now, I said. Wait, here, take this. I'm not sure how much it will help, but it should help a little. I pulled down Ninja's mask with one hand while pulling out a potion with my other. I then gently lifted her head from underneath while holding the potion to her lips, trying to slowly seep it into her mouth rather than potentially drown her by pouring it all in too fast. Try to swallow as much as you can. Ninja opened her eyes and looked up at me. After swallowing some of the potion, she said,
"My lord, after serving you in the bedroom, you need not worry about it flowing too fast."
Now is not the time to let Guide rub off on you.
"This is nothing. The thought of you or Mimic being in this place instead is far worse."
Ninja's health was back to full at that point, so there was nothing else the potion could do for her. Just as the potion wasn't able to heal the bite in my arm, it couldn't heal whatever internal damage Ninja suffered.
"My lord, may I be so bold as to request something of you?"
Ninja asked, her voice sounding just as pained as she looked. "Obviously, Ninja," I answered. "You can ask me anything you want, especially after what you went through."
"Would you hug me? I know it is selfish, but I wish to be held by you."
I was worried about picking her up since I didn't want to cause her even more pain, so I got down onto the ground next to her instead, and, as gently as I could, wrapped my arms around her from her side.
Thank you. I feel like I could take on another 10 of such monsters now."
"You're ridiculous, Ninja," I said. "And thank you. I'm sorry that I couldn't help you."
"I am happy that you let me be of use to you."
I wanted to apologize more and tell her just how much I wished I could have helped her. But that wasn't going to accomplish anything other than make her feel bad for worrying me. So instead, I said, "You're the best, Ninja. You were really cool, too. I saw you try your hardest, and you were amazing the entire time." Even though she was so injured, I saw her limp tail try its best to wag against the grass.
Please, my lord, it hurts to feel this happy.
You're seriously ridiculous. Do you think I can pick you up and carry you home? Or should we wait here for you to recover more first?
I do believe it would be better to rest in bed, but I must admit, I'm scared of Lady Guide's reaction to my present state.
Yeah, she gets pretty upset when I make it back hurt. And you're way more hurt than I've ever been. But, considering it's Guide we're talking about, she'll be mad at the dead boss instead of us. And then she'll do absolutely everything in her power to make you as comfortable as possible and take care of your every need until you feel better. And then more afterward.
That is true. Very well. Let us return home.
You've got it. I'll be as gentle as possible. Let me know if it hurts or if you want me to hold you differently. All right?
My neck hurts, so I will borrow a mannerism from scientist and say nod.
I brought my head closer to kiss her forehead before crouching next to her and lifting her up with one arm under her back and another under her legs. She winced as I picked her up, which was to be expected, but she didn't stop me or ask for any changes. Considering that Ninja was Ninja, though, I wasn't entirely sure she would ask me to stop or ask for a change, even if she needed one. I'll spoil you when we get back, Mimic, I said, before walking through the pile of loot on the ground from the boss. Let's go home. Our return trip to the house felt more peaceful than it should have been. Not a single monster spawned to try and kill us. There was only silence that was occasionally broken by a gentle breeze rustling the tree's leaves. There was one more noise that could be heard as we got close to the house, though. It was the sound of a door being opened and closed.
So, those are the main two schools of thought, but they really only cover the basics.
Guide explained from the other side of the wall.
I see.
Scientist replied.
Very interesting. I did not know that so much theory went into the art of opening and closing doors.
Now, if we talk about how the professionals do it, then... Wait. I smell player and ninja.
You smell them?
We weren't even at the wall yet.
They're close.
Guide said.
Player! Ninja!
We're here! I shouted back. But before I open up the wall, I need to let you know something.
Player.
Guide's voice went from sounding excited to cold. Yeah?
What happened to Ninja?
How did you know?
She didn't shout back when I called her name.
She passed out on the way back. Just stay calm, all right? I'm gonna warn you right now that she looks really bad, but she should heal faster than normal, just like how I could. Try to be calm around her so she can rest. Save the rage you're gonna feel for after she feels better. I heard Guide take a deep breath on the other side of the wall.
All right. I'm calm. I'm relaxed.
You already sound enraged.
Only at whoever hurt you.
I set Ninja down for a moment to make a temporary bridge and break open the wall. Guide came rushing out as soon as she could. It was fast and subtle, but I noticed her look my body over to check me for any injuries before running past me to Ninja. As soon as she saw Ninja, she dropped to her knees next to her and gently pushed Ninja's hair away from her face. I noticed Guide's near entire body tremble for a few seconds before calming down and scooping Ninja up into her arms, just as I carried her before. Guide must not have been expecting Ninja to look that bad, even with the warning I gave her. She ended up carrying her inside, leaving me and Mimic to get to the other side of the wall before closing it up for the night. Scientist, who saw Guide carrying Ninja past her, turned to look at me and asked,
"Extreme concern. Will she be all right?"
"She should be," I answered. Healing tends to be extremely accelerated in this world. Something that would normally take months to heal goes away in a day or two.
I see. Those injuries should not be survivable. Her legs and arms appeared broken in multiple locations each, and anything capable of doing that much damage to her must have caused significant damage internally that is not visible to... Ah, sorry. I am making you feel worse, aren't I?
It's not your fault.
But your visible demeanor has worsened since I began talking.
I just feel bad, even though I know Ninja wouldn't want me to. And I know that there's no real reason for me to feel bad. I made the best choice I could have made, and I couldn't have known things were going to go that differently. Even if I prepared for the worst possible outcome, what happened still would have blown it out of the water. But when somebody you care about gets that hurt, and you were there and unable to do anything to stop it, then it makes you feel bad no matter what.
That is only human.
They were right, too. I can't trust the entities. I talked to Dungeon Master again earlier, and I was stupid enough to almost feel like they might have been a bit friendly, if not with a fuck sense of morals. But I can't consider anybody friendly who would cause something like what happened to Ninja.
They?
I'll explain it to you later. But long story short, I have voices in my head now that belong to the people who used to be in this same situation, I think.
Interesting. I will await further explanation before making a judgment regarding whether or not you are becoming insane.
Thanks. I turned to look at Mimic and sat down on the grass next to it, wrapping one arm around its back. You did great, Mimic. And I'm sorry. I didn't get to finish my apology. Mimic covered up my mouth with its tongue. Once its tongue was retracted, I asked, You won't let me apologize either, huh? Mimic nodded its body before wrapping its tongue around my hand, bringing it to the top of its body, and then petting itself using my hand. I got the point, so I took over and gave Mimic some pats on my own. Thanks, Mimic. You're the best sentient trap chest that a man could ever ask for.
Worried concern regarding whether or not it would be appropriate to interrupt with news,
scientist said. Her expressing all her feelings like that really made my job easier. What's the news? I asked.
We discovered a research terminal. It would appear that you are able to convert the computer you acquired from the lab into a version capable of research. Guide's book said so. It was the only ingredient required for the conversion, and it takes place at the crafting bench.
That's good. Means we'll be able to get started on the airship research tonight. And while on the topic of system matters, it was a good idea to finally look at all those notifications I had. I started with achievements.
New achievement! Zombuster! Awarded for defeating the zombie Goliath! Zombie Smash! Reward: Infected Blood. New achievement: Dawn of the Unliving. Awarded for surviving through the zombie apocalypse. Did you have a nice cold pint and wait for it to all blow over? Reward: Bloody Pint Glass. New achievement: Carried. Awarded for defeating a boss where your companions did all the damage. Just going to be lazy and let them do all the work, huh? Reward: Non-participation trophy. The third achievement was new. As for the reward items, I looked them over in the inventory before moving on. Infected blood was just an item that sounded like it would make my skin look green with red veins. The bloody pint glass was just a pint glass with a bloody handprint on it for decoration. And the non-participation trophy was another decorative piece of furniture to set down somewhere. Nothing that I cared about. It was also hard to enjoy the references after what happened to Ninja. Moving on to the boss drops. There were coins and healing potions like usual, but also a bunch of Goliath flesh, soul of the zombie Goliath's left arm, artifact of the zombie Goliath, and...
The zombie. The zombie. That was the rarest possible drop from that boss. And we got it on the first kill. That was something extremely impressive, considering its drop rate was less than a half of a percent chance per kill, but I put it into the designated equipment slot, the pet slot. And so, a large, adorable, zombified bee popped into existence next to my head and began to casually fly around me. It was pretty adorable, despite being a zombie bee, but it was still hard to appreciate that, given the situation. As for the left arm, Zombie Goliath's left arm. Accessory. Transcendent. Increases melee damage done by 5%, and inflicts enemies struck in melee with the Refined Z Contagion debuff. Well, he wasn't using it, so why don't you? I moved it onto one of my accessory slots, and it caused my left arm to grow far more muscular and very, very green. Thankfully, I was able to hide that cosmetic effect while still keeping the effect from the accessory. It was a pretty good accessory, thanks to the debuff. Hitting enemies with that debuff would actually increase their damage by a few percent, but also make them lose health and make non-bosses unable to heal. Then, there was the soul. Soul of the Zombie Goliath. Unique. Once belonging to the Zombie Goliath, the monster's soul has been freed from its physical form and may be given new purpose. Consuming this item will grant you a permanent +10 health, +2 defense, +2 health regeneration, +3% damage, +2% attack speed, and +2% movement speed. You will also gain the ability to raise a friendly group of zombies to fight for you once per hour, and they will remain with you for 5 minutes. If I wasn't hoarding the souls because they were unique and I had no idea if I might be able to do something with them, then would I have been able to better protect Ninja? I didn't know. I was going to have to make a decision about whether or not to use the soul soon, because being indecisive was bad for extremely obvious reasons. I'm going to relax with Mimic for a few, and then I'll make a research room for you to use, I told Scientist. But if you want, you can hang out with us, and I'll explain everything that happened. Guide's hearing is good enough that she should be able to hear me from in there, too, so I might as well get the explaining over with.
Nod,
Scientist said, before sitting down in front of me in the grass on her knees. Even the sight of her cleavage didn't make me feel better. I didn't know that was possible.
Thank you for joining us on another thrilling adventure of Uncharted Territory. The excitement, danger, and magic of Uncharted Territory continues to unfold, and we can't wait to share what's in store for our next episode. So, mark your calendars, because next Friday, we'll dive back into the game world for more action, mystery, and unexpected twists. Before we part ways, remember that your feedback and support keep this journey alive. If you have any questions, comments, or fan theories, tweet at us at utpod-. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep exploring.